House is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Polly. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's June 8, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 20, 2002. Here's a good question, Nazreen. Is it true that people are forbidden even to pray to you in the kingdom of God, that they must denounce this practice before entering in? Why can't people worship you?
Alora, what I said pertaining to my mother applies just as well to me. Worshipping me would be just the same as worshipping the sacrificial goat, making carvings of the sacrificial goat and putting them up on a cross and saying, this is what we worship. You do not worship me. You pray for me to the Father. You ask the Father to empower me. You ask the Father to give me strength and guidance that I may do His holy will. I rule in the Father's name. I am not the Father. You do not pray to me. You pray to God the Father. And then God the Father empowers me. It is God that actually rules heaven. I am only His surrogate. I am only His servant. It is God that is in charge of everything. And you pray to the one that is in charge of everything. Your people would have a little hard time understanding that because you do the reverse. But my people, our way, you pray to God. That's what you do. And I am not God. I am the Son of God. I am the Lamb of God. You call upon my sacrifice. You call upon my blood to enter into the kingdom of God. But you do not worship me. It cannot be done. People just do not understand. They think not worshiping me is a sacrilege, and it is just the opposite.
Nazarene, we pray to our mothers and fathers to intercede on our behalf with the Lords of Light, because the Lords of Light are too powerful for us to approach directly. Maybe this is what Christians are doing, praying to you, because they are afraid of God. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
We're back. Nazarene, we come and go through the kingdom of God constantly, and we never call upon your sacrifice, upon the blood. How is it that we are let in?
Well, as far as we are concerned, Laura, you do, because the exact words you use when you come to the gates of heaven are, I call upon my friendship with Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, to enter into his kingdom and walk among his people. As far as we are concerned, when you call upon the friendship between us, you are calling upon the blood of my sacrifice, because the blood of my sacrifice is what created the friendship between us. So when you call upon my friendship, you are calling upon the sacrifice of my blood. Now, I know your people don't like this, and there's probably going to be disagreement and discussion. But as far as we are concerned, that is what is happening. You are calling upon the blood of my sacrifice when you call upon the friendship between us, because it was the blood of my sacrifice that created that friendship. Now, that's how it is, Laura. Some of your people are going to gripe about it, but that's how it is, because that's the way of God.
Well, I think I can understand that's the way you look at it, Nazarene. Probably Elgard and Demetrius aren't going to like it, but I can understand that.
Thank you very much, Laura. I appreciate it when your people understand simple things like that once in a while.
We'll be back again. Jesus may be reached at Here's Jesus 777 @yahoo.com.